With that, here are my picks for the baseball card coming up on Tuesday. All right, let's go to that game with Pittsburgh on the road at Miami. You know, the Fish just took 2 of 3 from the Angels. Pittsburgh has lost 5 of 6. Pittsburgh has lost Paul Skeens' last 3 starts. He has a 5.40 ERA over his last 5. He's still getting the strikeouts, though. And I got to tell you, VSiN.com/MLB props, the Opta AI player prop projections, they actually like him going over the 6.5 Ks at minus 124. It's a 12.8% edge to the over. That is the third biggest edge that they like going over coming up on Tuesday. I don't hate the idea of attacking that. Skeens has not been as sharp on the road, a 4.63 road ERA in 11 starts. The Ks are good, but they're just not what they are at home either. That's why I'm a little bit hesitant to get there and pull the trigger on that. Against Miami earlier in the year, he did have 10 punchouts, 2 earned, 6 innings in that game. Yuri Perez on the other side, off 4 earned on the road at Atlanta in 5 innings. He is better at home, 3.29 ERA, but his Ks are down. I would think about Miami plus 105 like a couple of our guests like today. I ultimately am not going to get all the way home on that. The Marlins are 36-24 straight up at home. They're also 34-26 at home to the under. I'm looking at the under as well. I'm not believing it enough to actually bet it. The game that I am betting, though, is the Mariners going to the Bronx, tanking on the New York Yankees. Brian Woo's plus 109. Ryan Weathers -131, although I just got minus 125 out here, I believe, at Boyd FanDuel. Total in the matchup is 8. Seattle's on a 4-game skid. They're on a 9-16 straight. They're playing bad baseball. You know why? They're a bad baseball team. But we talk ourselves into them all the time because their young pitching is supposedly going to be great. Well, none of them are great at the same time. It's like one guy's great, the other are okay, and when one of them's dealing with injuries or stinks, it's just they're never together. They're never cohesive, and they don't hit specifically. They don't hit lefties at all. They are 21-13 to their team total under against lefties this year. Seattle on the road, also 36-21 team total the under. That means their bats do not perform based on the numbers set by the sports books when they are on the road or facing a lefty. On the other end, the New York Yankees, also 17-8 to the under over the last month. I'd consider the under. Instead, I'm going to fade Brian Woo. Brian Woo with the road ERA inflated in the sixes. He's also 0-8 straight up on the road when the money line's between plus 125 and minus 125. Give me the Yankees. Everything says that they're the right side, so I can't wait to see how this one loses later on Tuesday as I back Ryan Weathers in this spot. Intriguing matchup as far as the Cy Young is concerned, and that is with Toronto and the Boston Red Sox. Dylan Cease takes the hill v. Patrick Sandoval. Almost called him Pablo. That would be kind of offensive to Pablo, even though me and Pablo look a lot alike here. But as far as the AL Cy Young market is currently looking, Dylan Cease is even money right behind Cam Schlittler, who's -$1.25. And Sandoval's been really solid in a few starts this year. 3.66 ERA over his last 4. Toronto's just 30th in OPS against lefties this year. Cease against Boston in 3 starts has a 1.83 ERA, 24 strikeouts, 19 2/3 innings. But more importantly, I do think John Schneider wants Dylan Cease to be in the mix for this award. So he's going to push him. He's going to let him go deep into this game. And it appears that Boston, dealing with some offensive issues lately, they lost 2 of 3 to the A's at Fenway. They now lost the first game of this series. The advantage is Dylan Cease here at minus 149. I instead would rather look at the under 7 in this game or go first 5 under between Cease and Sandoval, the Red Sox and the Blue Jays up at the Rogers Center. Not an official play. The one reason I'm not betting it, this is a weird one. At home in division since 2024, Dylan Cease is 11-1 to the over. Now, those numbers come when Dylan Cease isn't pitching like the Cy Young candidate he is this year. Boston 27-6 in the second half, but not looking good the last few days here. The Mets continue their series in Atlanta at Truist Park. Nolan McClain faces my nemesis, Martin Perez. Martin Perez and Kirk Ferentz of Iowa. I am never on the wrong side of them. If I think they're going to stink, they're amazing. If I fade them or if I back them, they're awful. I never get them right. So while Atlanta's minus 131 here and Nolan McClain takes the bump for the Mets at plus 109, totals 8.5, I can't do anything with the side. Instead, I'm going to lay some juice on a player prop. I don't love doing this, But you can get Nolan McLain over 5.5 strikeouts at minus 152. I'm not sure he's going to go deep into the game. But I do think if he goes five, we can still get to six strikeouts here. He has okay numbers against the Braves on the season. 11 strikeouts in 10 innings pitched. So you think he'd have to get to six, but he's coming off a bad start. And it seems like a guy, Nolan McLain, who's trying to learn. He's trying to grow. He's trying to build as a starter, second year in the league. I think that he's going to want to do better than he did last time out against Cleveland. Five earned five innings, eight strikeouts. See, the power is still there. The stuff is still there. The missing the bats is still there. It's just pitching deep into games and not having that one inning where he gets blown up. That's the issue for him at times. He's overall had a really good season. So McLain over 5.5 Ks is where I want to look in that matchup. I'm also going to go back to a K prop, and it helped that Eric Lindquist earlier in the show also liked this one. But the Reds are at the White Sox. And this one's Nick Lodolo taking on Sean Burke. Total's 8. Reds are plus 135 on the road, minus 163 with the White Sox at home. But Cincinnati is a team that I like to bet against when I've got a pitcher who can miss bats. And Sean Burke right now, we touched on it in 3-up, 3-down. He has been missing a lot of bats lately. And Cincinnati, 29th in all of baseball in K rate. That is second worst in the league. Sean Burke, while he only went 4 1/3 against the hot Boston team a week ago and had 4 strikeouts, 2 starts prior to that, he reached double digits. In fact, in 3, I'd say 4 of his last 6 starts, I'm sorry, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 4 of his last 6 starts, he's had at least 9 strikeouts. I'm going to take a flyer. Sean Burke, over 7.5 strikeouts against a team that swings and misses a lot at plus 108. Thought that was worth a look. I'd also add that Chicago, you have to lay big juice at minus 163, but they are 26-11. That's 70% straight up after 3 or more straight home games. They're also 15-4 against teams with bullpens that blow 38% or more of their saves. I would look at Chicago if you don't mind laying that, but 163 is kind of beyond my point where I'm not willing to bet that much on a Major League Baseball side. Finally, Philadelphia is in St. Louis. Christopher Sanchez takes on Andre Pallante, and totals 8 in the game. Andre, I always butcher his name, it should be Pallante, but I hear people say the L's, whatever. He's plus 142. Sanchez is minus 172. 8 is the total. Minus 172 is kind of crazy. That's way too long. At some point, Christopher Sanchez, you play with fire enough, you're going to get burnt. Look, over his last 5, ERA is good, right? The results are good. 2.76 ERA. 37 strikeouts and 29 1/3 innings. Absolutely awesome. Here's the problem. He's allowed 31 hits. St. Louis, just 4th in strikeout rate. What does that mean? They put the ball in play. That could be a disaster. I'll take a flyer here as Andre Pallante, 2.25 ERA in his last 4 starts, 18 strikeouts, 24 innings pitched. He doesn't miss a ton of bats in his own right, but you know what? That number just feels way too big. Give me plus 145 on St. Louis here. I will absolutely take that. I should note that there's some trends working against me. Don Mattingly, 15-3 on the road when the money line's between even money and minus 150. Philly is 18-5 to the under since last year against teams hitting 245 or worse with their batting average in the second half of the season. Kyle Harrison takes the bump for Milwaukee in San Diego against Walker Buehler. Buehler's been terrible, man. Kyle Harrison at minus 143. I don't hate that. I might actually go -1.5. I'm not a big run line better, but I like Milwaukee to bounce back after a loss where they blew the lead on Monday night. I like the idea of -1.5 plus 123 on Milwaukee, but right now that's not an official play. That's still percolating. It's either going to be money line or run line. That's the debate for me right now. Total at 7.5 feels a little bit low with the way that Buehler's been pitching. That's kind of crazy. So that'll do it for all the plays. We'll be all over the Dodgers as Blake Snell makes his first start since May 9th against the Royals. That is Waka against the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium. Can't do anything right now with that number. It's way too big, but we'll be on during that game. We'll find something to sweat. Don't worry about it.